The Me Too movement has made its way to Canada's north. Iqaluit's mayor is speaking out on sexual harassment in the workplace, something Madeleine Redfern says she's personally experienced. And she's calling out male Inuit leaders for harassing women while on work trips. Now the premier of Nunavut is reviewing the territory's policies on the matter. CBC's Sarah Frizzell reports.
I don't even name names and I get attacked viciously.
The mayor of Iqaluit, Madeleine Redfern, says she's experienced sexual harassment while traveling for work.
It's tough. You recall instantly individual instances and that you're away from your own support network. You're away from your spouse. That you're very vulnerable in a community that is not home.
And she's not alone. She's heard from dozens of women who've been victimized in similar situations.
Often it happens, you know, after meetings late at night, you find yourself sort of cornered or pinned and you have to rebuff this. And if you're lucky, you can forcibly say no or you can escape.
Redfern spoke about the issue at a House of Commons standing committee.
For some in positions of power, they see it as, you know, an automatic benefit or perk of the job. It's quite shocking.
After making these comments, she received death threats. Redfern clarified she meant only some Inuit male leaders, but still, she hit a nerve. Nunavut's premier, Joseph Ikituk, disagreed with what she said.
That blanket statement is not only on male Inuit, but it's also on the females, too. I feel it's a very negative comment that was made. And I'm sure there's instances where it's true, but we should all not be painted with the same brush. It is bad to say that.
He says he was unaware of the issue, but the government of Nunavut doesn't tolerate it. On social media, women were supportive of Redfern, sharing stories of sexual harassment from as recently as last week, but few were willing to go public. Paututi is a national organization that speaks for Inuit women. Its president, Rebecca Kudlu, says women need to be careful speaking out.
If she's experiencing or hearing from women that she's entitled to say something, because it takes a lot of courage to do that. But personally, I'm not aware of current cases of this nature.
Nunavut's Status of Women Minister, Elisabeth Utiapik, agreed.
I appreciate she's made it vocal. She's retracted in the sense of saying some. It would have been non-issue if she had made that statement of, you know, there's a Me Too movement going on globally, and it's no different in our backyard. And the fact that she singled Inuit men leaders, it's unfortunate.
The support was tepid, but both advocates agreed it took courage for Redfern to speak out. Ultimately, they want the conversation to be more holistic and not to single out Inuit men who are also vulnerable to trauma. Sarah Frizzell, CBC News, Iqaluit.